It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children?
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I am Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and Kruger. How goes your evening, gentlemen?
Goes well.
Good.
Namaste. What's up?
Good to hear. Good to hear. We are on the road to Halloween, and we got another review for you guys here today. And it is the road to Halloween.
Dan, knock that shit off.
I wish it was a big sign so you could just point. Okay.
Oh, that's going to happen.
You made me
I already want to restart this episode. I'm just telling you that now.
Just let it go.
All right. on that note, All right. Happy thoughts. On that note, we're reviewing a film tonight from director Robin Pront, The Silencing, brand new. And this one follows a reformed hunter now living in a secluded wildlife sanctuary after the disappearance of his teen daughter years ago, and saves a young girl from being killed by a serial killer, but gets caught in a deadly cat and mouse game. His path crosses with the town sheriff, who also seems to bring the serial killer to justice after the discovery of the dead body of a teen girl. All right, so... So this one, I can never say his name. So this is horrible. I don't want to say Game of Thrones guy, but,
it's Jamie Lannister, dude.
Lannister. There you go. We don't care who you are. You'll always be, but Nicolaj Coster-Waldau. I don't know. It's not the best name if you want to be a big star, but, true crime kind of story. Didn't know much going in, Who wants to go first on this one?
Pick at random.
Pugs.
Okay. All right. So I'm a big fan of Game of Thrones, as I've said on the show before. So I was like, hey, it's fucking Jaime Lannister. see, I didn't give a shit about pronouncing his name. let's see. Where to begin? It's very... damn. I don't know. It's just okay. I was really hoping for a lot since I love serial killers and shit, but so it starts with him grieving for a missing child. I don't think that's a spoiler. And then it just snowballs into him searching for her, and then these killings are going on, and it happens on his place, so that's when he starts getting involved, and the sheriff just happens to be there, and a lot of coincidences happen. And again, I don't like saying contrived because it's a written story. So yeah, everything's contrived, but it's a tad bit contrived. other than that, yeah, it's just a fair movie. It's whatever.
What'd you think, Kruger?
There's a couple of elements I liked about it, but overall I agree with Pugs. It really is pretty basic. And there is a lot, like what Pug said about the stuff being contrived. Like, I completely agree with that. And like, yeah, everything's contrived, but there's a way of making things not like make you think, oh, though that was stupid, like that wouldn't really happen or stuff like that. There's a certain art to take, you know, changing the story to make you, you know, not think about those things. And this one had like plot holes big enough you could drive a fucking semi truck through. And I think that overall in the end is what hurt it the most. But it did have a couple of elements to like a slasher that I kind of liked. And the killer's weapon of choice I thought was pretty badass. I mean, it was different and, you know, wasn't just something basic and it was a cool weapon. But overall, in the end, it is just okay. And by the end of it, I kind of wish I would have watched something else. There's a more recent crime thriller called ICU that's way better and way more worth your time.
Yeah. Todd, what did you think?
Yeah, I think they've already nailed it. I mean, there's not a lot more. I didn't like it either, and for all the reasons already stated. It just didn't work for me. Like Kruger said, there's some cool elements, but overall,
I didn't hate the film by any means. I do like Jamie Lannister. He was in a really good movie that nobody saw a while back called Shot Caller. It was kind of a prison drama thriller that was actually really, really good. So the acting is pretty good. This kind of almost reminded me, and I swear it must have been filmed around the same area as Blood Quantum, because it's also kind of got the Indian reservation kind of subplot going on too. It's actually not terrible. I mean, you don't necessarily, it's not one that you immediately know who did it, you know, which is one plus in a movie like this. But
also, there are apparently all Indians live in the same place. So since it had that, they were all the same. I'm not just going to gloss over it.
Same location, I guarantee you. Go back and look at that.
Because all Indians live in the same place. I get it, Dan.
No, it's the same location, though. It's Canada. I guarantee you it's the same.
Okay.
I will prove it.
Because Indians can only live in one place. That's fine.
I did. God damn it, Todd. But, yeah. And it brings some nastiness, too. I wanted a little bit more to be explained about the killer personally and a certain method, unless I missed something, maybe I did. I don't know, but I don't want to spoil anything. We'll talk briefly spoilers if you guys want to, but yeah, it's not bad. It's well made. It's just nothing new, nothing you have to rush out to see, in short. I would say the acting is above what you usually see. Having said that, we will talk more because I think a lot of the criticism will be in the spoiler section. So I give this one, I got to give it 2.5 because you really don't have to see it, but it occasionally rises above that. Todd, what say you?
I'm with you. It's average 2.5.
Okay. And Pugs?
I'm shocked. I thought you were going to give it a higher number, but I am also 2.5. Even though it sounds like I should be lower, it's a 2.5.
And Kruger.
Yeah, I'm a 2.5 too. So all across the board.
Nothing special.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it shot very well, but just the story just really isn't that good. And there's some cool stuff, but overall, you know, it's nothing. It's nothing new and nothing really that great.
Yeah.
You can get your fix for this type of story on a Criminal Minds episode, you know.
Have you guys seen ICU?
I have not, but I really want to now.
It's a very good, you know, crime thriller with horror elements about missing children and shit. And it's very, very, very good.
Oh, okay.
That new one. Film, not the Stallone film, I think.
No.
Okay. No. There's an Arrow Blu-ray of it.
Yes.
I'll have to check that out.
Then. Yeah, that one we may need to do because I think you guys would actually really enjoy that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. I'm in. Missing Children is Dan's specialty.
It's the kick Dan day. That's messed up. All right. So,
you put everyone in a bad mood with your corny bullshit, and it annoyed me. So,
I just want to.
But I already told you, I'm the goddamn producer. I'm the sheriff of this motherfucking shithole town.
I forgot. I didn't do it on purpose. Yeah. All right. So.
Okay.
So next time. Like,
so now we can just go to spoilers.
Yes. Yes. Before we go to. Oh, okay, cool. We'll do spoilers first. All right, so at this point, if you do not wish it to be spoiled for you audio listeners, now's the time to cut out. And remember, if you're on YouTube, be sure to like, share, and subscribe. It really helps us. All right, so get on YouTube, audio listeners. All right, so spoiler time. Yeah. I don't know. This is one of those ones. Maybe I'm being a little too harsh because it did have a few badass moments. I mean, I thought when he takes out the killer at the end.
Yeah, no, the Mortal Kombat style. Yeah. Like that's
yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is, you know, you can have cool shit in the movie, but when you're, if your story is not strong enough, you know, all of that stuff is just kind of, you know, meh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and the one thing I wanted to talk about is like stuff talking about stuff being contrived and stuff, and you know what you were talking about, Pugs. When he fucking shot the paint can onto the killer to get, and just like this random paint can, I thought that was so stupid, and like it was so random as fuck, and like it didn't really do anything. And the movie had a couple of moments like that where I was like, oh, that's so fucking dumb.
Yeah, I was excited when the cop shot him in the beginning. I'm like, oh, so we're just gonna go for it. It's family issue, and she got a cover for her brother because she let him get fucking all jacked up at the thing. This is interesting, cool. And then it kind of it takes a turn. I'm like, I like that route better than this one. But if it's gonna be the dentist or whatever the fuck he was, the doctor.
I thought it was going for more of a cult thing. You know, especially with that little finger stuff. I was like, and then what happened to the other kid and everything. I was like, I think this is like building towards some sort of like messed up cult. I thought it would have been amazing if they came up with the way that it was like Jaime Lannister that did it all. And he just didn't remember somehow. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, I would still say if you're a fan of the cast, you might still enjoy this if, you know, on a rainy night. But
I was really hoping when I saw the preview for this, it was going to go more into slasher territory, because I think it would have been better. Like, honestly, I thought it had all the elements where it could have pulled off a better slasher. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely could. And the little throat thing and everything that, like,
dude,
that was cool.
When
it was, but
that was on screen, I'm like, is this motherfucker fucking the throat? Because that's hard as fuck. Like, it looked like I was trying that a little bit, and I'm like, this is gonna get metal. You know what? I think this is why I had I didn't love the movie, because I'm like, it's teasing me with cool shit, and then it just under delivers. So,
yes, absolutely.
Tell me right now, it wouldn't have been a 5, everything's the same, but he fucked the throats.
It probably would have been at least a 4.5 if we got some fruit. But Jaime Lannister wakes up and he's got like a vagina on his throat that he can't scream. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. The reasoning for going after the guy's kid, I'm like, okay, but I don't think the brain would work that way, especially, well, I'm not a fucking psychiatrist or whatever, but attacking drunkard's children because a drunk driver killed your kid, wouldn't you just want to attack the drunk driver?
Yeah, I thought that was so lame. Yeah. That was lame as fuck, too. That was a lame cop out of the story.
Yeah, and then, like, wouldn't you just want to hit them with the car and not hunt them down? But
right.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, and then, like, he would have already have had to have basically been a serial killer to go after random kids like that. And it's one, like, if you think too hard, you're going to like it less and less. So just go in.
Yeah.
Just plus the fact that the dentist guy was, or doctor guy was, you know, very
woodsy
and able to go toe to toe with this guy. Cause you look at him and you're thinking, like, I'm thinking Lannister gonna fuck this guy up pretty easily, but
yeah,
you know, I guess 5 years, what was it? Whatever it was. you know, I guess you can learn a lot in that time. But
yeah, but like the spear was kind of cool. I did think that.
I got nothing else. So
yeah.
Well made, just kind of been there, done that. So all right. No more spoilers?
Nah.
We cool.
All right. In that case, fleshwindfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. Facebook, Horror Cartel, Fleshwind Radio Group, Fleshwind Features Facebook page, and patreon.com/fleshwindfeatures for early, exclusive, and uncensored content. It all starts at just a buck, and there's a bunch of new stuff up there right now that we just put up. So go on, support us. And and Twitter at Fleshwind Radio. And that's all I've got.
All right.
Good night, guys.
Wishing and Maxwell. Yeah, I really wish he would have had the mouth, the throat fucking. That would have been awesome.
5 stars for throat fucking. So if the film.